today. Auto financing the easy way.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Number 3 in the year of our Lord 2018, and as you regular listeners know what we do on Friday, all the new listeners coming aboard may not. What we do on Friday is take things a little bit lighter than we do during the rest of the week. We have a little bit of fun to celebrate our ever-increasing freedom thanks to a President Donald J. Trump. Yes, indeed. He was out in Pennsylvania last night just rocking it, I guess. I saw some of the film footage, clips, and he was rocking. I don't know about you, but the man has got his, you know, when he first started out, he was kind of stiff. It was kind of surprising that he was so stiff, considering what he had done before. You know, the Apprentice, and you know, he's been involved with the beauty pageant. I get them mixed up. You know, there's Miss... He had Miss Universe, right? It wasn't Miss America. Yeah, I don't know what those... There's a couple of them, and they're all competing, and they don't... You know, there's the Miss America contest, which then goes into the Miss World, I think, and then there's the Miss Universe, or... I have no idea. Anyway, he owned one of them, or was a partner in one of them. And so I was rather... shocked to see the net, and I've seen him do tons of, you know, television interviews and other kinds of interviews, but I was rather shocked to see how, frankly, kind of how shy he was when he first entered the political fray. He was kind of stiff and robotic, and his speech pattern was a little bit off and a little bit strange, a little bit robotic. It really, when he first entered the presidential race and campaign, I kind of thought, well, this is not the Donald Trump that I know. But now I tell you, he's fully comfortable in his skin. If people think that Donald Trump is extremely overconfident in himself, just take a look at him now versus his appearances when he first started his campaign. A marked difference. And if you take a look at Donald Trump when he first started his campaigns versus other times when he gave interviews and such before he decided to get into politics like that, a marked difference. Now, I'm a people person. I like to read people. Now, make no mistake about it, Donald Trump was in it to win it from the beginning. But I don't believe Donald Trump was as confident when he first started that he was actually going to be able to pull it off. I don't think he was. But that's never stopped him from doing things before. So if he wants to do something, he's going to give it his best shot, even though in the back of his mind he may be thinking, and we all think it, I'm not sure if I can pull this one off. But it doesn't mean you're not going to try your damnedest. And that's exactly what he did. But I think you'll notice that there is a remarkable difference between 2015 and today. A remarkable difference. And nothing wrong with it. You know, it shows that he's capable of growing as a person. He's still a human being. He's capable of growing and learning. And he has. And last night I was watching some of the clips from Pennsylvania, Wilkes-Barre. I've been to Wilkes-Barre a number of times, you know, in the NEPA Valley, as they call it, northeastern Pennsylvania. It's a really strong blue-collar area. It is. The highway Interstate 81, which also runs through Syracuse, New York, cuts through Wilkes-Barre. You know, it goes from Scranton to Wilkes-Barre on down to Harrisburg. And so it's a blue collar town. I remember being there. I was telling you about 10 years ago or so. I went there on a visiting some friends. And that's when a major winter storm hit. They actually shut down Interstate 81. And it was closed for like 3 or 4 days. So even if I wanted to leave, I wouldn't have been able to take 81. I'd have to take all back routes, which would have taken forever. But surprisingly enough, nobody at the Pennsylvania State Department of highway department. PennDOT, that's right, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, PennDOT. Nobody got fired over that. And people were pissed that nobody got fired over that debacle. They've since made some major changes to their staff and the way they handle snowstorms, especially on the highways in that part of Pennsylvania. But it was a mess. Truckers were stranded for days. They could not move because they couldn't take back roads, a lot of them. So I was actually there for a week when that happened. And it was a nightmare for people, understandably so. In any case, so Trump was down there in Pennsylvania, and he was just rocking and rolling down there. Any of the so-called unsuredness or stiffness, long gone. Long gone. The man knows exactly who he is. He knows exactly who his supporters are. He knows exactly what needs to be done. And he's doing it. He's doing his damnedest. The man made a promise. He said, I promise you this, 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 and this, and I'm doing my damnedest to fulfill this, this, and this, this promise. And the only reason that he hasn't fulfilled every single one of his promises, and some people will say, well, it's because of Congress. No, not really. No. It's because of Republicans in Congress. Because, I mean, let's face it, if the Republicans want to pass something, if they really want to pass something, it is going to be very... Well, in the Senate, it's a different story because a lot of times they need 60 votes instead of just 51, which is real stupid. But I've said before, you know, it's a double-edged sword. It's probably been better for us that they've had this 60-vote rule than 51, because a lot of bad things have been prevented... More bad things have been prevented from being passed into law than good things. So that's you got to take that into consideration. But the Republicans are the ones standing in the way, not necessarily the Democrats. I'm not saying the Democrats are innocent. Of course not. They're nothing but obstructionists. Well, they did the same thing with Obama. A different story. Obama tried to do things that hurt the American people. And many Democrats knew it, but still went along with it. If you want to tell me that the every single Democrat that voted for Obamacare was for it, you got another thing coming. Some of them were smart enough to know that it was not a good idea, but they really, because party politics, you know, which our founders warned us against, party politics, and this is the same thing with Judge Kavanaugh's coming up. You got Democrats running around talking about, hey, fall on your sword for us. We know you're going to get, you know, you're going to, if you vote against this particular bill that Trump really wants and the American people want, you got to vote against it because you got to fall on your sword. We know you're probably going to lose re-election if you vote against it, but this is the party and we're demanding that you do this. the party politics in this country have gotten way too powerful. They have. They're just ridiculous. And let's face it, even if you are, you know, in the party and you won by a substantial amount in your district, if you're on the outskirts or the outside of the party, they're not going to support you very well with anything that you want to do. And we've seen this with Trump. The Republicans, even though Trump won basically a state-by-state, an electoral college landslide, the Republicans are saying, nah, we're not going to, no, we're not going to say, he's not one of us, we're not going to support him. And it was tough for him to get some of the things that he wanted to get done passed in the beginning, like tax cuts. I mean, that should have just been a fait accompli. It should not have taken them as long as it did to get something passed. But again, it was Donald Trump proposing it, and it was Donald Trump's plan, and it was Donald Trump's promise, and they just couldn't have that. So it isn't necessarily Democrats who are standing in the way of Trump. It's Republicans. And a vast majority of Trump supporters know this. They know this. We've got the potential for a lot of from both parties, Democrats and from Republicans. In the midterms, we have the potential to have a large number of now whether or not it happens is yet to be seen. But we have the potential for a lot of freshmen congressmen and senators coming in. If that happens, I don't know if all of them are going to be, you know, on the Trump train. I would like to think that many of them are. But at the same time, you know, we find that on the Democrat side, the Democrats are pushing, or some Democrats are pushing some of these, you know, like Ocasio-Cortez, just limp brain socialist. I mean, the guy down in Texas. What's it? How do you say his name? It's spelled Beto. Is that a nickname? Now, I haven't delved too much into this Beto character. He's running for Senate against Ted Cruz, and supposedly, you know, he's closed the gap between him and Ted. Beto's the underdog, but Beto's a kind of a tall, lanky, big nose kind of guy. But he's not bad. He's not a bad looking guy, but he's a pajama boy. He's a millennial. And if you look at him, he's kind of a Ken doll. Not that he looks like Barbie's boyfriend, but when I say Ken doll, people know what I'm talking about usually. He's a Stepford boy. You know, you have the Stepford wives. He's a Stepford man. Remember the other big Democrats, young Democrats that they were running in some of these other elections, but most of them lost. Well, if you put the pictures together, they all have nearly the exact same look. I told you this is exactly what the Democrats were going to do. When it comes to the males, the younger males, the millennial males that they're trying to put up for election, the Democrats are finding these people that all look alike. You know, they're not bad looking guys or good looking guys. They have big smiles. They have this so-called. Now, you want to talk about being racist? All of these men are definitely Northern European white male. Anybody notice that? They all have the same or similar facial structure. None of them have, you know, they don't have narrow eyes. They don't have overly broad eyes. They don't have broad noses. They don't have, you know, tiny little bow mouths. They're not models, but they all look alike. It's like they hold casting calls for these guys. Yet I'm a people watcher. I notice the minutiae of detail of stuff. And it's just fascinating to me. Because this is what they, frankly, folks, this is what the Democrats think that the American people want. Now, is that a racist belief or not? No, Rod, because they got Ocasio-Cortez. So what? She's an outlier. The only reason Alexandria is in this race right now is because Democrats were so despondent in their own district. What was the number? Less than 10% of registered Democrats showed up to vote for in that primary. So Democrats weren't even energized to go out and vote for their own. All the woman had to do was just, you know, because there were so few votes, all the woman had to do was just go out and get her family to vote for her, and she'd win. And that's probably exactly what happened. Rod, are you? That's a racist statement, man, saying that Puerto Ricans have huge families. No, it's not a racist statement. You know exactly what I mean. Anybody could go out and get their family and have a number of people show up. I mean, she didn't really win anything. Nobody voted. She kind of won by decree, I guess. But she wasn't what the Democrat Party wanted. And in, you know, as big an airhead as the woman is, and I believe she is, she's just a complete and total airhead, doesn't know anything about anything. The one thing that she did get right was when she made the accusation that her former opponent was running a campaign against her. Now, understand that he was probably not directly running a campaign against Ocasio-Cortez, but I'm guaranteeing you the Democrat Party is. Behind the scenes, the Democrat Party are trying to derail this woman. Have you seen a huge amount of support coming from the Democrat Party for Ocasio-Cortez? Have you seen Chuck Schumer appear at any event with her? No. I'm telling you right now, the Democrat Party wants nothing to do with her. So they did not put her up. The bigwigs of the Democrat Party did not put Ocasio-Cortez up. She doesn't fit the mold. I'm just noticing this stuff, folks. Just telling you. Now, meanwhile, Republicans are putting all kinds of different people up. You had racist Trump out there just endorsing the guy out of Michigan. Black guy, by the way. Yeah, racist Trump endorsing fantastic man, he calls him. Fantastic. Yeah, racist. And I've even had people tell me on Trump can still be a racist. Wait. Okay. He gets awards from black community leaders. For years, he's been getting these awards. He has a bunch of non-white people in high-level positions within the Trump organization, blacks and Latinos. They run jobs, they run programs, they run buildings, they are vice presidents. And oh, well, that doesn't mean anything. He can still be. No, racist people do not do that. They don't do that. But they'll try anything and say anything just to fit their own narrative, which is a bunch of BS. By their own standards. Now, this is the funny part. By the Democrats' own standards of what racism is, well, Hillary Clinton is the biggest racist that there is. Remember, this is a woman that said we need to catch these super predators. We need to make them come to heel. Like they're dogs. So that was Hillary Clinton. Hey, black men, young black men are super predators. It's kind of a racist statement. But no, that she's fine. But if you use a Democrat standard, she is one of the biggest racists on the planet. Plain and simple. But anyway, Donald Trump definitely was on his A game yesterday. It was I wasn't there. I'm only watching the video clips, some of the video clips that were that came out of it, and he had him rocking and rolling. Standing room only, SRO. No matter where this guy goes now, it's just SRO. If you don't get there earlier, if you don't get there early, you're probably not going to get inside. So you're going to be listening, and it seems like every time that this happens, you know, Trump says, "Well, we got to put up the giant TVs outside or in a nearby building or something so people can see me." And that's a good thing. I mean, this is what the Democrats say that this is how they're going to beat Trump in 2020. He has no support. By the way, speaking of support, he's finally in some additional lamestream media polls, Trump has hit 50% approval, which means the more of these polls hit 50%, you definitely know that he's getting way more than 50%, has way more than 50% approval, and that he's likely to be approaching the reality is probably 60%. And this is what they say they're going to be able to defeat him in 2020. I don't know any president who's ever had 50% or more support in polls lose an election since they've been keeping. Has that ever happened since they've been keeping track? I don't think so. It's not a good sign. I mean, and keep in mind, this is depending on who you're looking or who's doing the reporting. It's 92%. It's above 92% negative reporting on Trump, and this is going on 24. I mean, it's like 99.9% negative reporting on CNN. Even when something really good comes out, CNN doesn't even bother. Just doesn't even mention it. Doesn't even report it as if it didn't even happen. So it is negative reporting 24/7. From all the lamestream media. That includes, you know, CNN and MSNBC. But it also includes CNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, and all the other lamestream. And look, even some people are starting to get sick of Fox. Even Fox has ratcheted up their negativity a little bit. You know, they were nowhere near 92% positive. But I think their negatives are like 20%. Now it's up to like 25% negative reporting on Trump. On Fox. So you've got the brunt of the mainstream lamestream media that all they do is promote and tout and talk negative stories about Donald J. Trump, and he's still hitting 50% and rising. That's a mega, mega problem for the left. That's a mega problem for the Democrats. I mean, it is huge. And yet we're supposed to, we're still being told that there is going to be a blue wave come November. Now, I'm not saying it can't happen. Never put it past, never underestimate Democrats. I've always said this. I always believe it. You never underestimate them because they have a number of different weapons in their arsenal. One of them, which is major, is called cheating. And if you listen to the show yesterday, you heard the fact that I brought you the story where there are legal immigrants coming into this country, and then later, once they become citizens, find out that they were already listed on the voter rolls and that they were registered as Democrats. And many of them said, well, I wasn't legal to vote before, but I am now that I'm a naturalized citizen and I'm registering as a Republican. You'd never underestimate a Democrat, especially when it comes to their ability to cheat.
You're listening to The Rod Echols Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
Here at Tide, we want to revolutionize the taste, texture, and look of your everyday laundry detergent snack. We've mixed three different definitely non-toxic chemicals together in one package of dumb American, well, food. The chemicals work together to give your taste buds a deep cleaning of pure refreshment and whatever else this piece of tastes like. You know, I would prefer some pizza rolls, but I guess everyone else in America's eating these. Just listen to this lady we're about to cut to.
Do you try to make an after-school snack for your kids every day, but you just suck at cooking, or you're broke so you can't buy food? Well, there's a cheap alternative.
Fun fact, Tide Pods prevent cancer.
And once you're done eating that garbage, you just close the lid and put it back in the shelf. Even though you're going to take it down again in 0.27 seconds because they're so good.
Tide Pods. I'm loving it.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. It's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
The news is massive. It's on the economic scale that even the likes of this country has never seen before. Yes, the jobs report is out. A record number of people are employed. Nearly 156 million Americans are employed. That is a record number. Never in the history of this country has there been so many people. The labor participation rate is now at 63% and rising, which means people are getting back into the labor force. July's job numbers were more than 157,000 jobs were created, dropping the unemployment rate back to 3.9%. The only reason it ticked up to 4% is because more people jumped into the market looking for a job. They're finding jobs. Manufacturing jobs added over 37,000 new jobs in July. Those are jobs, most of them are jobs, that Barack Obama said would never come back. Well, what's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? I guess he did. Somebody ought to go into the White House and ask the president if he would show them his magic wand. I'm serious, because that's what Barack Obama said was going to happen. Hispanic unemployment hits another record low. Another record low. This is unbelievable. Well, I mean, it is believable because Donald Trump is doing things that are favorable to the United States. Yes, our trade deficit widened a little, but that was expected as well. We expect things to, as we maneuver, as Trump negotiates, all this stuff is going to come back around and it's going to turn into a positive. Because we're starting to see His negotiating skills are starting to pay off. You're starting to see some of these people or some of these countries that originally resisted, they're starting to fall in line and comply with fairness when it comes to trade and military defense. They're starting to come into line and comply. Now, of course, at first they're not. They're going to buck it because that's not what, you know, they're used to getting all this stuff for free and using the United States as their piggy bank. And so when, you know, the U.S. says, hey, you know, if you're not going to play fair in trade, we're just going to throw tariffs on your stuff. Or we're going to throw tariffs on your stuff too then. And as they do that, they realize, you know what, this is probably not a good idea. After all, he's only trying to be fair. And remember, Trump is the type of person that has said that he would like to see zero tariffs anywhere. He really wants worldwide free trade. Now, I'm not so sure I agree with that, but again, like I said, I don't agree with everything Trump says or does. There are reasons for tariffs. It's not just to protect their own economies. Now, that's a big portion, but it also helps bring fairness because you don't want a country that has, you know, their level of employment is the equivalent of making $7 an hour here. Well, it's hard to compete. It's a little unfair. Tariffs are can be used, and sometimes they are properly used, to even out that disparity. So things are competitive. That's all. It's not meant it should not be meant to disparage people from trading, from countries from trading. And oftentimes, tariffs and import duties and taxes are used to disparage trading. And that shouldn't happen. I agree with Trump on that. That shouldn't happen. But as far as having just worldwide no tariffs, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that because that's part of, believe it or not, that's part of the globalist agenda. And Trump is by means not I don't care how you want to peg it or peg him. He is definitely not a globalist. But believe it or not, globalists would love to have no tariffs all over the planet. It only benefits them because it helps move them towards this one world government type of thing. Well, if there are no tariffs and there are really no countries or no borders, so everybody just trades with everybody, we're one world. That's a globalist thing. But Trump looks at it a different way. He looks at it as far as no tariffs. That's more fair trade in that capitalism gets to reign supreme all over the planet if that happens. I understand because he's mentioned it. He said it. He's explained it. So I understand that. I just don't happen to agree with it. But that's okay. We can disagree. I don't have to agree with him 100% of the time, and neither do you. Neither will you. See, we're not mind-numbed robots here. But you cannot argue with his policies thus far. And everybody was talking, well, at first, if you know, Trump can't do this. He can't bring up all these jobs. And he started bringing, the jobs started coming back. And he said, oh, inflation is going to take off. Folks, you've seen the Fed said, just didn't raise interest rates. Why? Because there's really no inflation. You know, the Federal Reserve wants to have, the Reserve Bank wants to have inflation at capped at like 2%. And it's staying under that 2%, so they didn't feel they needed to raise the interest rates. As much as some of them wanted to start putting the brakes on this growing economy because it's Donald Trump's economy, they voted not to. You know, they have their own the Federal Reserve and central banks all over the planet, they have their own agenda. They're not tied to things like the Illuminati or what have you. These people have their own agenda. Trust me on this. They really do. So their agenda is to manage, quote-unquote, the American economy so there's no inflation, basically. And with all these new jobs being added and all these people jumping into the job market, there isn't a lot of pressure, upward pressure on salaries. And, you know, we were told, well, we have an anemic pay increase of just under 3% on an annual basis. No, that's not a lot. But if you get down to an individual basis, especially around here, I'm telling you, you can start to see the reality of people needing workers. I don't know what New Hampshire's unemployment is ridiculous. It's below 3%, I believe. It's ridiculous. But in the people that are having the hardest time are the so-called hospitality industry, especially during the tourist season. They can't find work. Why can they not find workers? It's not because there's, you know, nobody's available. Sure, there's still plenty of people available. But they're having a hard time because they can't pay the salaries at some of these other places. Now, I just saw yesterday there's a warehouse position. A number of warehouse positions for this one company, starting at $15 an hour in a warehouse. Now, I don't know how strenuous the job is in that warehouse, but $15 an hour, I mean, that's basically 30 grand a year to start. You're a high school graduate that doesn't want to go to college. Your first job could be for 30 grand a year. Now, if you go down the street, literally going down the street from that job or from that place of business, there's another place of business. They're a scaffolding company. They do scaffolding. They're also looking for people. Advertising big letters on the street, on their street sign, starting wage $18 an hour. Do you realize that's nearly $40,000 a year for building scaffolding? McDonald's is not paying less than 10 bucks an hour. And yet you've still got these Democrats running all over the place. Oh, we need to pay a living wage, you know, 15 bucks an hour. It looks like it's already happening without you. And it's not falsely inflating the price either. And because these wages are naturally going up, because the economy is picking up, which means more people and more businesses are buying and investing and all that kind of stuff, there isn't a need to raise prices. Therefore, as I have said time and time again, God, I love being right, you're not going to have inflation. I don't have an economics degree, but this is not that difficult to understand. I've explained it to you, Lucy, ad nauseum, numerous times, and I know that I keep getting new listeners, and that's a good thing, so I have to keep explaining it for the new people and the older listeners, and they're getting a little tired of hearing it. I get it, but you got to bear with me, guys. It's very simple how all this works. But yet Democrats claim that they don't understand this at all. And they don't because they're, well, maybe they do, And these policies are on purpose. Now, that's even worse than not understanding how things actually work. Do you realize there's only two explanations for the Democratic policies? One, they don't understand how economics really works. Or two, they do, and they really do want to harm you. Those are the only two explanations. When you have more people working and spending money, then that means businesses are increasing their sales. And if they increase their sales, that means they're making more money. And if they're making more money, they can hire more people without needing to raise their prices. It works just the opposite. If their sales fall, they can't afford to keep their entire workforce. They have to let some people go. It's funny how these Democrats seem to understand that, you know, the downward spiral. But they don't understand the upward spiral, which I tend to believe that these people, well, not Ocasio-Cortez or people like her, but I tend to believe that the Democrat Party, especially the old chieftains, they fully understand how this works, and they choose to believe and do what they do and perpetuate their policies simply to harm you. Because it keeps them in power and puts you on the government dole. Exactly where they want you. It's the only explanation, folks. Because except for people who are airheads like Ocasio-Cortez, you cannot... Well, maybe Nancy Pelosi, she's also an airhead. Maybe she doesn't understand it either. But I'm telling you, Chuck Schumer does. He understands how this works. Now, he's not an airhead, and he's not a dumb man. Chuck U. Schumer knows exactly what the hell he's doing. Don't doubt me on that. So we've got a record employment levels of nearly 156 million employed people. And folks, there's no inflation. Where's Obama? How come nobody's putting a microphone in front of Obama? Is he even in the country? Nobody's keeping tabs on this guy. It is amazing. As much as people supposedly love this guy, you know, the wonderful potentate. Oh, he was God on earth, and all of a sudden, nobody knows where the hell he is. We rarely see him. Well, I'm glad we rarely see him or hear him, but we know he's there. But you would think that this guy was so loved. He was so beloved. Oh, it's just a sad day that we seeing Obama go and we didn't replace him with Hillary. He's just there. Obama, don't go anywhere, please. You know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here. Y'all renting a house right here in D.C. He's not even there. He's not there. Look, the reason why they're not putting a microphone in front of Obama, it's simply because it would really reflect bad on him, because Trump has decimated a good 95% of his policies and gone the opposite direction. And we see what happens. But now this is what Democrats are going to build a red wave on come November. You know, $15, $18 an hour, you know, $30,000, $40,000 a year to start in basic, non-technical, blue-collar jobs. That's Nancy Pelosi's crumbs. These are just crumbs. Well, I don't know about you, but if you're a kid that's just out of high school and you got the opportunity without going to trade school or to college to earn 30 or 40 grand a year just by using your muscle a little bit, is that crumbs for you? Do you realize that 30 grand or 40 grand a year, you're 18, you could move out of your parents' house, set up a wonderful little home for yourself, apartment, save money to buy your first damn house before you're 21. Well, in many states, I think you actually got to be 21 before you can actually sign a real estate contract. So, but on your own. So you start a job at 18. By 21, you can own your own home. Is that not the American dream? To be able to have opportunity, that's the American dream. There was very little opportunity under Obama. Evidently, right now, there's a ton of it under Trump. I think we're going to start having some people, you know, you're going to start getting some people who are going to be frozen. They're going to be frozen. Why are they going to be frozen? Because there's going to be so much opportunity for them. They won't know where to begin. I'm serious. That is a problem for some people. I mean, that's a good problem to have, but that's, you know, I got this. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And I don't got to go to college or technical school to do that. I can do that. And what am I going to do? There are people that are like that. Because that's how much opportunity. It's not like, well, geez, I don't really want to do this, but this is the only chance I got, is to do this one terrible job. It doesn't even pay that well. When they didn't have a choice before, now they probably have too many choices. At all different levels and sectors of society now. Folks, Donald Trump has only been in the White House for a year and a half. I mean, it is actually scary to think about where this country could go by the time where this country could be by the time 2020 rolls around. I mean, it's a good scary. And by the way, you know, Democrats want to increase immigration. Well, let me tell you when you increase immigration. You increase immigration when you don't have enough people to fill the jobs that you have to make your economy keep growing and moving forward and keep making your country great. That's when you say, oh, well, you know, hey, we need more people. The problem with our immigration system, and this has nothing to do with Obama or anybody else, it's just the way the country is. The problem is that this country actually fosters brain drains all around the globe. We do. I mean, you get people with a desire, and they hear about opportunity, they want it. Doesn't matter how smart they are or how educated they are, they want the opportunity. Now, except for those crossing the border illegally from our southern border, they just want a handout. We know this, but for most other places on the planet that come that willingly come here. Not out of default because, you know, they're refugees, but because they seriously want to come to the United States. They come here with an ability. Now, maybe they're just a construction worker. Now, maybe they're a pipe fitter. Or maybe they have an advanced degree in of some sort of technology. They all come here with a desire to deliver their expertise to the American people. To obtain and utilize their opportunity to make their lifelong dreams come true. And let's face it, you know, you might, well, he's just he only lays tile, Rod. Well, let me tell you something. We need people to do that. And these people can come here and start their own business, which hires other people to lay tile. Italians were famous for that. And there's nothing wrong with it. So you could just be in the trades, because hell, we need carpenters, we need electricians, we need plumbers. We have a shortage, and we start inviting those kinds of talented people from around the world. Well, it takes them away from their country. I mean, in a way, that's a bad thing, but that's international competition. That's part of the whole thing. And if they feel that they have a better shot of making and fulfilling their dreams here than in their own country, those are the people that we want. We're not forcing them to come. The opportunity is just here. And it is amazing that the numbers still stand up. You are 7 times more likely to become a millionaire in this country if you are born outside of it and immigrate here than if you were born here. That's still a pretty sad commentary. But it's simply because the rest of the world understands and recognizes the opportunity that is available here. Plain and simple. You come here legally. You follow the rules. The world is your oyster. Donald Trump is allowing that to happen and is proving that. We have 156 million people employed. And these are not simple part-time seasonal jobs either. We added over 157,000 jobs, 37,000 manufacturing, and these are not $9, $10 an hour jobs. These are $14, $15, $16, $20 an hour jobs. These are $30, $40, $50,000 a year salaried positions. That's not even counting the white collar stuff. Hell, at this rate, you know, the white collar industry might have some troubles because people in white collars are realizing, you know what, I could earn a little bit more in hourly wage if I go work the blue collar stuff versus this white collar stuff. Yeah, I just saw a report. Where did I put that? That might start happening. Hey, these jobs come and never come back. Now we don't have enough people to fill these jobs, and the wages are back, and they're high. And, you know, I'm sitting in front of a computer only making $20 an hour, but I'll go over to this manufacturer next door and make $22 or $25 an hour. It's not my degree, but hey, would you take the raise to switch jobs or switch careers like that? A lot of people would, and evidently are. So there you go. Massive, massive good information on the economy and the jobs report for July. And now the scuttlebutt is, you know, I know they've said it before, but the scuttlebutt is that could the next quarter be even better than this quarter? Because this quarter the GDP was 4.1%. And there are some economists who are seriously saying that we could approach 5%. Now I know that's a double-edged sword because if we don't come near 5%, then of course the left is going to jump. See, we didn't get 5%. I guarantee you though we'll get over 3.5, which means the 4.1 is not an anomaly. But hey, we're going to have to wait till the next quarter for those numbers to come out. And that happens just before the midterm election. And you better believe that the Democrats are going to do everything within their power. You better believe they're going to do every damn thing within their power to squelch this economy and bring some of those numbers down. Don't doubt me.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.